Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State men's soccer with head coach Michael Meacham. And not unusual to be talking soccer at Midwestern State this time of year. Midwestern State is making its 12th consecutive appearance in the NCAA tournament. They're 20th overall, earning the number 4 seed in Super Region 4, and will host number 5 seed Seattle Pacific in the second round of the NCAA Division II Championship. And that'll be at Stang Park Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. After you win another Lone Star Conference tournament title, that's becoming an annual tradition. You've now done that, what, 5 years in a row?
Yeah, it's awesome to have the boys get to experience that and have the fans and the supporters that were at the match, and everybody, it was a good day.
Is it a relief because the weight of expectation on you to, or what is the emotions you feel?
Just excitement for the guys. I mean, there's a lot of guys that haven't been able to experience that, so we always like to give them, you know, that experience and that feeling and those types of things. So, I mean, I think everybody knew when they've never done it before. I think it's pretty awesome to see kind of the joy and the excitement that they get from being in that situation and kind of overachieving, or not overachieving, but achieving what they kind of set out to do.
It's accomplishing their goal.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
For you, is each one unique?
Yeah, I mean, they're all different. I mean, you can kind of remember them. You kind of remember them all for, you know, the experience that they had. Some of them are at home. Some of them are on the road. One of them was when we were the 6th seed and just barely got into the conference tournament and kind of got rolling and was able to win a game in the NCAA tournament as well. So, I mean, that's good. And then some of them, you know, you've won every game in the league and you were kind of unbeaten. And then you get into the tournament and same thing, you're unbeaten. And it's a cool experience on that way. And some of them are really, really close. Some of them are really, really heated. Some of them are, you know, the weather's different. I mean, yeah, they're all kind of different on those aspects. But obviously, like I said a minute ago, it's just for all the guys that haven't won one before, getting to see the joy on their face, or a guy that maybe didn't participate in the match, but that was there, and now he got to play and was a big contributor of it. Get to see them and how they experience it and how they're getting to be a part of it, like actually the play, not just, you know, as a part of the squad. So yeah, they're all special in their own certain way.
What do you think you'll remember about this Lone Star Conference Tournament Championship?
A lot like I said, maybe on Saturday was, you know, we've got a lot of some youth and maybe quote unquote inexperience in that aspect of it, and the excitement of those guys getting to do it, along with like the savvy seniors that have been able to experience it 3 or 4 times, and kind of knowing like their look on the face is just like, you know, it's awesome that they can't believe they've done it 4 times. You know, they've gotten to win it 4 times in a row and things like that. And
yeah, so, I mean, this is a senior class who's never not won the Lone Star Conference postseason tournament.
Yeah, no, you're right. So no, it's a really cool experience just to see them, that they're just like, I can't believe. You know, you always want to win a trophy, and you always put yourself in a circumstance and an expectation to put yourself in a chance to win it. But then, I mean, you're crazy to think that you're going to win that many in a row every single year.
Yeah, if I had told you 5 years ago, you're going to win the next 5 Lone Star Conference postseason tournaments,
I'd have taken it.
But would you have thought I was crazy?
No, I wouldn't have thought you were crazy, because I always believe in the guys that we have and the staff that I have, that we'll put ourselves in a really good chance to win it. But to have the ball bounce our way that many times, yeah, I would have thought that was pretty crazy.
Now you're in the NCAA tournament. As we said, the number 4 seed in Super Region 4. You do get to host. Did that come as a surprise to you at all?
Again, yes and no. I thought we had a really, really good chance the way that the results went our way on Saturday for the obviously us winning, and then the result going our way in other conferences and things like that. I thought we had a good push for it, and we kind of set ourselves up in a really good situation to do it, but you never really know.
Is it a home field advantage? Is there an advantage to hosting, or is there more work to hosting?
Both. both. I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, I think it's awesome that your players get to play at home, you know, at least one more time and things like that. And then, but obviously there's a lot of logistical stuff that you got to do to help the, you know, the opponent get here and get here safely and, you know, get set up in a responsible way. So.
And it's kind of a different opponent, at least for the Midwestern State fans, to see Seattle Pacific coming in here.
I've never played them. I was talking to Elder the other day. I don't think he's ever played them. So, I mean, it's a cool experience to get to play somebody that we've never played before. And now we got to do that third time this year because we didn't get to play anybody in the GNAC. And we've gotten to, well, not anybody. We've played Simon Fraser before, but Western Oregon. We didn't get to play those guys, and we played those guys this year in Northwest Nazarene. We hadn't played before, and we played them guys this year, so that was a cool experience.
Which were the two games you played in Frisco, and it seemed to me at the time that that was kind of a turning point in the season.
I think we solidified some things and some rotations and the way that we maybe want to play and who we're going to play and how they're going to play in certain roles and expectations and stuff. So, yeah, I think that was a big weekend for us. Patty and AJ did a fantastic job on the Thursday when I wasn't there.
I was going to say, until you started talking about it, I had forgotten. There was one of those matches you weren't there for. No, that was the four-goal game, right,
I wasn't there for that one. So those boys really, really did an extremely good job, and players really stepped up and did some big things, and Parker had a big day. So, yeah, that was great. And then, obviously, I was back on Saturday to play Western Oregon, which, you know, is a great team out of the GNAC as well as Seattle. So,
what can you tell me about Seattle Pacific?
I mean, not a lot. We're kind of diving into video yesterday and today and kind of getting a good feel for them. Extremely good football and playing team. They want to get the ball down and play. Got some very, very good players as what we've seen right now. So we'll keep getting after them.
When you say they have good players, what are the qualities that make them good players?
Technically good. They always keep really, really good body shape. They're always kind of open to the field. They know their rotations and the expectations of their staff and, you know, their identity. So they've done a really good job of that. And they kind of have a certain way that they want to play that we've seen so far that we think. But obviously we're going to try to get some more clips of them and see a few different games of theirs.
Are they comparable maybe to an LSC team that you've played this year?
Maybe. I mean, they've played two Lone Star teams. They played St. Ed's and beat those guys 2-1, and then they played DBU and beat them 2-1 too. So, I mean, we've kind of got some familiar opponents that we've played against. So.
Does that help in terms of scouting?
Yeah, I think it always helps when you're able to see them play in certain teams and
teams that you're familiar
with.
Yeah,
that you've played against and that you understand.
Is there a different mindset to playing in the NCAA tournament than you've had over the course of a regular season or maybe even a conference tournament?
I think there's kind of a little bit more, I mean, I don't want to say desperation. That's probably not the correct word. But, I mean, your back's a little bit against the wall. You kind of feel a little bit more, you know, a little bit more weight on your shoulders at certain times.
I mean, you know that this could be the last game.
Yeah, so you always kind of know that in the back of your head. But, no, I mean, you try to take it, you know, try to take it one day at a time and one play at a time and just make sure that you win your individual battle and, you know, you stay really, really good in both boxes. I mean, at this time of year, you have to be elite in both boxes. You know, defensively, you got to deny opportunities and block shots and things like that and track runners. And, you know, in that attacking box, you got to be – opportunistic and, you know, take chances and, you know, maybe not take so many touches and certain things. So, yeah, you got to be good in both boxes.
Over the last couple of weeks, do you think you've been elite in both boxes?
I'd like to think that defensively we've been pretty good because of some clean sheets that we've gotten, some things like that. But, you know.
I think you've got clean sheets now in 7 of 9 games.
Yeah, I mean, which is awesome, and it always puts you in something, but, you know. If you don't stay switched on and attention to detail the whole time, that comes crashing down pretty quick when you can play in a top team like Seattle is.
Is it easier or harder to switch on for an NCAA tournament game?
I mean, I think that's going to be hard to tell because, I mean, this group hasn't done that yet. So I don't know if it's going to be – if they're already, you know, super, super into it and they're switched on from the first whistle and obviously playing a different opponent and things like that might help. But yeah, I mean, we won't know that until maybe halftime. Just
looking at the section of the draw you're in, Western Oregon, who you mentioned the game that you beat them earlier this year, they're playing Hawaii Hilo. Then the winner of that game will play Stanislaus State, the number one seed. Mm-hmm. If you were to win Saturday against Seattle Pacific, you'd get the winner of that match.
Yeah.
Any overall feeling about that section of the draw?
No, I mean, I know Western Oregon, Michael's been, I mean, they've been back-to-back, and obviously we play them this year, so we're a little bit familiar with them. So I know that they're an exceptional team, and they've done some really, really good things. And, you know, Stanislaus, like I said, they've hit the floor running since minute one. So they're deserving of the one seed, and, you know, hopefully we can stay focused on the task at hand for Saturday, and, you know, hopefully we get a good taste in our mouth after that.
It's kind of a different cast of characters though than what we've seen in the last couple of years in this region in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, obviously UC Springs has made it two or three years in a row now, and Western Oregon's made it two or three years in a row, and Dominguez Hills and Cal State LA and those types of guys are still there, and San Bernardino's always there, thereabouts. But yeah, I mean, Stanislaus has been.
But I mean, in terms of who you're grouped with, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate enough. I think it's great that we haven't played the teams that we have an opportunity to play, but, you know, obviously Western Oregon's great, and, you know, if they handle their business, we could potentially see them again, or, you know, we don't take care of our business and won't see anybody. So we've got to make sure that we handle our process and what we need.
How do you make sure you handle your business?
Just same thing that we do every day. You know, be the same person and keep playing the way that we need to play and prepare the way we need to prepare. And, you know, hopefully we'll do our best as a staff to get the boys ready and be ready to rock and roll. And then hopefully they're up for it and they're able to kind of go out and perform.
I have no doubt that you're going to be ready to rock and roll. I'm looking forward to it. Congratulations on what has already been a great season. But I know this is a time of year you really look forward to.
This is when the fun starts, the real fun starts.
Let the fun begin.
Yep.
Thanks to Michael Meacham for joining us on the Stang Gang Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends and bring a friend out to Stang Park Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Seattle Pacific will be here for an NCAA tournament game right here on the most beautiful campus in Texas, Midwestern State University. I'm Pete Stein. So long.